my friends.
And welcome to English Flow.
I'm Chloe.
And this is O.
And we are two educators making a show for you, English learners. Today, we want to talk about exercising or working out, which are two words or phrases that mean the same thing. You're moving your body, burning calories, and getting fit, getting in shape. So, can you talk to me about the different places we can work out?
Sure. There are so many places where you can work out. One, of course, is the gym or the gymnasium, as some might say.
Most people don't say. I would say call it the gym.
People work out in the park, at different studios, a CrossFit studio, a yoga studio.
A cycling studio, spin studio.
A wall climbing, rock climbing.
Rock climbing space. Gym. A rock climbing gym.
Right.
Yes.
At home.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much anywhere. I think we should start with talking about the gym because there is some unique vocabulary that a lot of people might not know when we talk about the gym. So the first thing you do when you go to the gym is you show your membership card or you give your name, and we call that checking in. So you need to check in to the gym, and then you go to a room to change and store your items, and that is called the locker room.
Because of all the lockers where you leave your things.
Yes, so the lockers are like the small closets or kind of boxes where you can put your things and lock them up. It's called a locker. It's in the locker room.
Yes.
So then you go to the gym, the main gym, and I think a really important thing to note there is that if somebody is using equipment that you are interested in using as well, but you don't know how much time they're going to take, and you can ask how much time they're going to take, but maybe it's 20-30 minutes, and you can ask them if you can work in with them. So you say, can I work in with you?
So that would mean you take turns, right?
Exactly. So they do some exercise, and when they're resting, you do the exercise.
Right.
So if you want to do this sort of taking turns with somebody, the way you ask is, can I work in with you?
Interesting. I haven't really used that phrase before.
I've used it because I've worked out at really crowded gyms.
That makes sense.
And another thing is that if you're talking to people and you want somebody to help you with a really hard exercise, like maybe you're doing a bench press, so you're
Or a squat,
right? Both of these exercises are you use very heavy weights, and you want somebody to make sure that you don't hurt yourself or drop the weights. You ask them if they can spot you. So you would say, hi, do you mind spotting me? Or can you spot me? Or you can say, do you want me to spot you? And that just means, like, can you help me? Do you want me to help you?
Yes, and sometimes you can say, okay, I'll be your spotter.
Right.
Right, meaning I'll stand behind you or maybe support the weight a little bit to make sure you don't get injured, don't get hurt.
Exactly. So we mentioned bench press and squat. Can you describe what a bench press is, what a squat is?
A bench press is when you are laying down. There is a bar.
On a bench. You're laying down on a bench. Yeah.
With weights on each side of the bar, and you push it up with your arms above your chest.
Yes. So the press part is the push part. So we're laying down on a bench and we press up. So it's a bench press. And for the bench press, we use what's called a barbell and free weights, mm-hmm. usually. So the barbell is the really, the heavy bar. It weighs about 45 pounds.
Yes.
And then you add weights to it. So the weights that you add are plates. You add free weights that are in the shape of plates. And you add those to the barbell.
And a squat is kind of a motion as though you were about to sit in a chair, except you don't sit, you stand back up.
Yeah.
And again, you said, what was the bar called?
A barbell.
So, right. So a lot of times you might have a barbell on your shoulders mm-hmm. and you do a squat with that. Or you can use dumbbells.
Yeah, dumbbells are the small weights that you hold in your hands.
Yes.
So you can do dumbbells, and then when you are really serious about lifting weights, you can mm-hmm. move on to the barbell and the free weights. So those are two exercises that are very common in the gym.
Also, quick question. So a lot of people say, oh, today is my cardio day.
Mm.
What is cardio, and why do we call it a cardio day?
Okay, yeah. So cardio is when we do exercise that makes our heart work. So cardio comes from cardiovascular, or having to do with the heart. So anything that makes our heart rate go up. So running or biking or using the Stairmaster, which is the machine that's like stairs.
It's like an escalator.
Yeah.
But harder.
Yeah. Or the elliptical, which is like kind of running light. It's you're moving your legs, but it's kind of in a circle that they're mm-hmm. moving ever so slightly in a circle. And it's a little easier than running. So that is cardio, and a lot of people like to use cardio for maintaining their weight or losing weight, and people like to do, they'll have a cardio day, so it's a day at the gym where they focus on cardio. Then there's also leg day.
Oh, man.
Never forget leg day. That's when you work out your legs, and that's, usually strength training, so using weights. And then arm day, you can say back day, chest day, but usually arm day, back day, chest day are the same day.
All I know is that leg day is important.
It's very important. You don't want to have weak legs and strong arms. It's very embarrassing. It's not a good look. I wanted to say that when we are doing exercise with weights, we usually count the weights in sets and reps, or count the exercise, sorry. So what I mean is the reps is how many times you repeat a motion. So let's say I want to do a bench press, and I do 5 bench presses in a row. So I did 5 reps. And then I take a break. I rest. So maybe I rest for 90 seconds.
And then I ask if I can work in with you.
Exactly.
And I do 5 reps.
Yes. So O works in. She does 5 reps while I rest. And that was O's set. She did 5 reps while I rested. And my set was 5 reps as well. So your set is how many reps you do. And usually people will do 3 sets of 5 to 8 reps.
So that means 3 times 5, 15 times you lifted this bar over your face.
You make it sound so stupid. But I love working out. But when you break it down like that, yeah. very funny.
But it's important sets because you need to rest.
Yes, definitely. You do. Between otherwise, otherwise you won't have any success. Also, another term is if you are going to do so many reps in a row until you physically cannot do it anymore because your muscles will not do it, that means that you're going to failure. So we call that going to failure. And it's a special technique that people use to build their muscles. I think in terms for a bench press, that's very difficult. That's very dangerous. For other exercises, you maybe can go to failure. Can you tell me one other popular type of exercise to do in the gym?
I think, at least for me, a lot of exercises that I do or I enjoy doing are, for example, leg press.
Leg press. Can you explain the leg press?
It's an upside down version of a squat.
An upside down version of a squat. So wait, mm-hmm. Is my head on the ground?
A little bit. No. No. You kind are of. Laying on, again, a bench of a kind at, I would say, a 45-degree angle.
45-degree angle. Okay.
And you put your legs on this big square, this block. And your knees are bent at first. And then you push the block, you straighten your legs, right? Okay. And there are weights on it. So you're just pushing this bar up with your legs, and then you're going back down, bending your knees, and then you just do however many reps.
Yeah, so it's kind of like with arms, we say that there's pushing movements and pulling movements. And we can't really push or pull well, we can push with our legs. We can't pull with our legs because we don't have hands. Well, on our okay, I can't. <kidding. laughs> But it's kind of the same concept as pushing and pulling as the squat and the leg press. Okay. I'll tell you one more exercise in the gym that's popular. That's a bicep curl. A bicep curl is when you hold the dumbbells, which we talked about, are the weights you hold in your hand. And you start with standing with your arms straight. And you lift the weight towards your face, bending at the elbow. So the elbow is in the middle of your arm.
Your shoulder doesn't go anywhere,
right? Yes, exactly. The top of your arm, the shoulder, stays in place. And you just bend at the elbow, and that's to work the bicep or the front muscle of the top of your arm.
So, you know, Chloe, I don't really enjoy going to the gym.
No?
It's crowded, it smells, and there are often so many men taking all the machines.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating. That's a good word, intimidating.
Yes, let's talk about intimidating because I think gyms can be very intimidating.
Yeah, I'd say intimidating is when there are people doing something that you feel like maybe you feel like you should be able to do what they can do, but you can't, or you feel a little bit scared of them. But you don't feel scared that you're unsafe.
You're just nervous. You feel nervous around them. So, for example, when I see there's a squat machine usually at gyms, right? And, you know, men doing their leg day with 90 pounds on each side of the bar. And, you know, and I'm waiting to use the machine, and it's a little intimidating for me to go up and ask one, you know, can I work in with you?
Right.
Or even, you know, how much longer will you be using it? Right. Because they think their exercising is more serious.
Yes, it's more important.
Right.
Well, I think another example of where you might be intimidated is, let's say, you're taking a college course, and the course is a little bit harder than what you're used to, and the workload is harder, and there's more expected of you, and everybody else in the class might seem like they're ready for it, and you don't feel ready for it, so you might feel intimidated.
Yes, and I think that is one of the main reasons I don't like the gym, not necessarily because I feel so intimidated by others. I just don't like feeling self-conscious or thinking about other people when I myself am working out or exercising.
I definitely understand that. I think another reason why I don't always like the gym is because it's not very conveniently located for me. So to go, you know, even to walk 10 minutes, that's 20 more minutes that my workout takes.
Right.
It's a lot of time.
In the winter time, it sucks because you're sweaty after the gym and then
your sweat gets cold. Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Gross.
Disgusting. So where do you like to work out?
You know, I do enjoy yoga a lot. And I like doing it at home on my own. But I actually really do like yoga studios.
Yoga studios.
For a few reasons. I think one is that yoga studios are not intimidating because everyone is of different levels, different abilities, and you're just really there to move your body as much as you want to.
Yeah, I think being intimidating is really against the philosophy of yoga.
For sure, yes. And it's calm, and you're surrounded by other people who maybe are looking, you know, to have the same kind of energy as you, or maybe just to have a little bit of space and quiet for themselves, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I think I'm just remembering one time when we went to a yoga studio together just before COVID hit.
That's right.
Back in the day.
Oh, that was a beautiful studio.
When you could go to yoga studios. But I remember it was a great time, but I remember I was running a little bit late because the subway had delays. And when I got off the subway, I started to run to the studio. And I just burst into the studio, just running in with a crazy energy, out of breath, like,
Chloe, why were you running?
Because I was late. And the people looked at me like, what are you doing? And I felt so stupid because my energy did not match the yoga studio's energy at all. It just was a complete mismatch.
That is true. That's the only thing that makes me really anxious about going to a yoga studio is being late for class.
Yeah.
Because they do close their doors to start the class, which is great because if you are late and you do enter the space, you disrupt, you know, other people. And you're looking to put your mat down. You're looking for a spot. You're trying to catch up. And there are a lot of distractions.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about a couple of yoga vocabulary words. So you said the mat. So the mat is where you practice your yoga. You can roll it up and carry it with you. And it's a rectangle that you put on the ground. And you
practice
yoga.
It's like a little
yoga.
Rug, right. Almost.
Exactly.
Plastic.
Yeah, rubber.
Rubber.
And that's another good point. Do we do yoga?
You do yoga.
You can, but I think it's better to say practice yoga.
That is true.
But you can say both.
You can say both. I think people use it interchangeably, meaning either or.
Yeah, both work.
Yeah.
What are some other pieces of equipment we need for yoga?
Often you use blocks, okay, which are exactly what that sounds like. So imagine a brick, but made of foam.
Right. So it's like a 3D rectangle.
Yes. It's light, it's rubbery, and it is used to support you in different poses, right? Yoga poses. Maybe for balance, if you kind of fall to one side or another. Maybe because you have an injury or you just need extra cushion.
Maybe you are not flexible enough.
True, yes.
for a pose. Flexible is, it means that you can move your body like in different directions. You can, you know, move your body really easily.
Stretch.
You can stretch far. Exactly. What else? There's a strap, I think.
Can also use a strap. It kind of just looks like a belt made of fabric.
Yeah.
It's not as common, I think, to use those.
Yeah, those are just used, I think, mostly to stretch more. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you really don't use many tools in yoga, which I really do like because you rely more on your own body and you just see what can it do, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I've also been working out a lot at home, especially since we've all been at home due to COVID. And something that I've been doing a lot lately are body weight exercises. So I'm not using any dumbbells or barbells. I'm just using the weight of my own body. So that means I do a lot of things like push-ups, which is when you push the ground. You sort of like get down on the ground with your stomach on the ground and you push up and you lower down. And that's for your arms. And I do squats as well, but without any weights. And I do things like lunges, which is kind of like a squat, but you put one leg behind the other leg and lower down and come back up. And then I've also done a lot of things like with ab work. So your abs.
Abdominals.
Abdominal muscles. Yeah, it's the muscles around your stomach, the middle of your body.
Chloe, are you working on a six pack?
I might be working on a six pack. what is a six pack, oh?
It is when you have six little boxes on your stomach.
Yeah. So that's like, you know, kind of the stereotype is that you're working on your six pack. You want to have really good abs. I don't necessarily think that I'll get a six pack, but my 14-year-old brother is definitely concerned with his six pack.
How many packs does he have so far?
I would say maybe four.
Okay, he's getting there.
Yeah. Where else do you like to work out? Do you like any other studios other than yoga studios?
I sometimes like CrossFit.
Okay. Can you tell me? Mm-hmm. I've never done CrossFit. Can you tell me about it?
So it's really a mix of all kinds of exercises that you might do in a gym, but there are no machines. And it almost feels like military training sometimes, right?
Military training.
Ooh. Like for the army.
That sounds scary.
You know, you do a lot of lunges and jumps and squats and push-ups. And sometimes you use weights. Sometimes you just use body weight, like you said. It's very quick. So it's usually less reps and more sets. But that's very, very intense. And that I only like doing, you know, once every, I don't know, 6 months, just to kind of make my body a little bit shocked.
Yeah, I understand that. Just something different.
Yeah, what about you?
I like going to dance studios.
Ooh, yes.
That's something really, you know, you get a lot of cardio from that, but it's also really good for coordination and just understanding your body and just also having fun. Sometimes I feel like exercise or working out is so serious, and I just want to do something that is meant to be fun and relaxing. So when I go to dance studios, I can have fun and relax while also getting my cardio in.
You know, we went to a couple of dance classes together, and I loved every time. It
Yeah.
was different, you know, different types of music, different instructors, but it was always so fun.
Yeah. You and I went to choreography classes where we learned how to dance, you know, a specific set of moves to a song, and that's very fun. But I also like technique classes, like for ballet or jazz or hip hop. And there will be a little bit of choreography at the end, but it will be a lot about just learning technique.
Nice.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to share about exercise or working out?
Just be safe.
Yeah.
Do not get intimidated by anyone exercising near you.
Definitely. And try not to injure yourself. So don't hurt yourself. Always stretch.
And shower.
Yeah, please.
Drink water.
Let us know what your favorite exercise is, what you like to do to work out. And I think O and I are going to go for a bike ride, so we'll get a little bit of exercise in right now.
I'm excited. Let's go, Chloe.
All right, bye bye.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you're listening and check out our website, chloeando.com.
Email us your questions at learn@chloeando.com and check out our Instagram, English with Chloe and O.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you and goodbye.